Hey there, non-patrons. This week, our Friday episode was about bugs. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. We talked about mosquitoes. We talked about fucking bees. Talked about wasps. That's a tough word. We talked about giant fucking centipedes. And that's the clip that you're about to see right now. Take a look.
Kill these, dude. Let's not talk to that.
Yeah, fuck that, dude. I think we can all agree on that. Kill this.
Oh, that's hideous.
Can you imagine waking up in bed, like in your bed, dude?
I can't imagine seeing one of those 20 feet away from me in the wild without fucking running the other direction. So, no.
Scolopendra gigantea.
And this is the one you see on the internet eating like mice and shit, right?
Scolopendra gigantea.
Wingardium Leviosa.
Yeah, it sounds like a Harry Potter spell. Also known as the Peruvian giant yellow leg centipede.
Fuck.
Oh my God.
Fuck this thing.
It's also known as the Amazonian giant centipede.
If this is in the Amazon, I don't need to go.
Largest of the centipedes. Can grow up to 1 foot long.
No, it can't. Yes. Not when I'm fucking around, it can't.
This species is found in various places in South America and the Caribbean. If global warming enables this shit to come to Louisiana, I'm gone forever.
And see, you know what? What else could do it too? Our tourist asses, dude. Think about it. All it takes is just one of these big old pregnant motherfuckers hiding off in some dumbass American tourist bag.
You don't even need that. People keep them as pets.
Going to some godforsaken fucking place we shouldn't even be.
You don't even need that. People keep these fuckers as pets, dude.
Why?
People keep them as pets.
Outlawed. Outlawed.
Thank you. Time to
write the anti-centipede law. Stop what you're doing, Congress. People are keeping these as pets. We need to have a talk about the American dream.
And here's why they shouldn't. This species is found in various places in South America, Caribbean, like I said, where it preys on a wide variety of animals, including other sizable arthropods, amphibians, mammals, and reptiles.
They're killing us all.
It just eats everything.
It's a killing machine.
I want
to
eat.
And we're allowing it to exist on the planet with us, even though it's shown us we will eat anything that has flesh. Anything. We don't care.
You know what's going to happen, dude? They're going to hit this thing with some radiation. It's going to grow fucking big enough to eat a human. It's going to start fucking...
Yeah, they're
going to
be like,
across,
let's
dude.
Gamma sterilize it. And then the next thing they know, it is going to fucking have the Hulk effect. And we're going to be dealing with giant Hulk centipedes fucking...
But would an army of these be the most badass bug to recruit to your side?
No.
What would be the most badass bug to have an army of? To like order your, you know, to do your business for you?
Probably... bees or wasps or something like that. Because they can fly.
I guess the flying thing
they
is
can fly,
cool.
They can fly and they can swarm and they can reproduce in giant numbers. I would say that or ants.
But human beings can't fly unless we're in a plane, which you're not. A bee is not going to stop a plane.
Yeah. But if you're like, let's say you're in like, let's say the ants are taking over the world. If you get a high enough location and like put some grease or something on a pole or some shit, you know.
Right.
They ain't gonna be able, but a bee could just fly up there.
Let's think about this.
Take your ass.
Let's say I'm your neighbor and I hate your guts, and I also happen to be like a bee mancer.
Yeah,
and I've got this hive of bees that I can control and send at you. Right,
right.
In your house, as long as it's relatively well sealed, which most houses are, you know, most modern houses are well sealed and shit. You're not gonna get many. It's gonna be a problem for a bee to get in there. They can't go under. They can't, you know, go in the pipes.
Oh. And-
But think about if I had the same, like if I had 50,000 bees and I sent them, you probably would survive that. What if I had 50,000 of those motherfuckers though? Like, what is your house? You can't keep those out. They're going to come up through the pipes. They're going to be able to go down underneath and dig up underneath the foundation and shit. And then all of a sudden, your whole house is going to be filled with, or spiders. It's the same thing.
Like, or ants.
Ants.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Any insect like that, even the bees would be able to get in.
Yeah. I think the bees would find a way too.
They'd all find a way.
But, you know, I don't know. I don't know, but hey, you asked what kind of person has these as a pet, right? So,
yes.
Let's go ahead and take a look at someone who has one as a pet. What do you say?
Let's do it.
Can I take another copyright claim on this one?
Yeah. You notice I didn't pull many videos for this, so Or actually, this is the only one. But I
I
figure there's no way there's a copyright on this. So.
Is that a mannequin hand?
No, that's his hand.
No, that's not a mannequin
hand. No!
So, what the fuck?
Aren't these venomous?
Yes.
So he's just handling something that could bite him and kill him.
I don't know if its venom is deadly to humans.
Probably not, but I mean, like...
There are species of centipede that will kill you with a bite. Yes. I know that. Yeah. So maybe that's not one.
I don't think it'd be handled like that if it was. But
man, see, millipedes, that's a different bug, though. You know what? You've seen a millipede before?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like millipedes.
They're not too bad.
They're all right. They're like roly-polies.
Yeah.
They're giant.
They're kind of cute.
Long roly-polies.
Yeah.
We should buy Paul one of those fucking centipedes for a fucking present.
Nah.
April Fool's like, here you go, Paul.
I couldn't sleep with that fucking thing in the house. Even if I had it in a sealed-ass tank, I'd be afraid that motherfucker was getting out in the night in the dark, crawling into one of my boots. Ugh, dude, can you imagine just putting your foot in a boot and it's like...
Paul, I can't even feel comfortable having just seen that.
Paul, how much would someone have to pay you for
like,
you actually
I
want to
go tuck my pants into
things.
My socks right
I'd hold
now.
It. Here's the thing. If it was wrangled by somebody that knew what they were doing, you could probably get me to do it for free, honestly. Like, I'll hold any kind of weird fucking animal as long as I can be reasonably assured that the fucking thing is not going to be aggressive.
You know what? I have a hard time believing that, dude, because I think if you actually saw that fucking thing, you would chicken
out. I picked up a scorpion
out.
Once.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
I saw Paul grab a rat through a towel. So
yeah, I grabbed a rat with my almost bare hands.
I tried to fuck grab a rat, but I couldn't fucking. I don't know how the fuck you managed to do that, dude. Because those things just every time I tried to grab one and smack or even kill it, they would just run away so quick, dude.
Yeah, it was a quick fuck, but I had him cornered.
Yeah,
you know what I found? You know what I found out? Like all the shit we tried to block the house with, it's like it's the shit used to scrub dishes. It's like that metal stuff, like the brass. What is it called?
Brillo?
Brillo, like that kind of stuff. Like they can't chew through it.
Mm.
So those holes, like the house you have, that's what you should have put in there. Like, no, steel wool. That's what it is. Steel wool.
Steel wool, yeah.
Yeah, that's how you actually fill the gaps, and rats can't get through it.
Yeah, well, we just end up poisoning them all. So
yeah, that worked too.
That did work.
Then they all died.
Salvador worshipped the spot in the wall where one of them died for the whole time we were in that house. Remember that?
Yep.
He was just freaking out right behind where the couch was in that wall. One of them motherfuckers ate some of that bait and went and died.
Yeah, all the fucking shit you try, it's like, we'll trap them, we'll seal things up, we'll do it. Nope. Let's just kill them all.
Yep.
They're gone now.
Yep.
That solved it. Right there. Right fucking there.
But I'd have trouble, like, I don't know, dude, because that centipede shit, how do you, like a scorpion, you grab, like when I picked it up, you grab it by its stinger. You grab it right below its
yeah,
stinger,
you go, boop, right.
And you pick it up by the stinger, and you put it on your hand, right. And it'll crawl around, and it's not going to do nothing to you. With that fucking thing, do they bite or do they sting, number one? I don't know. Is it front or the back that I got to be worried about?
Yeah, I have no idea.
And then, like, yeah, no, I don't know, dude. I'd have to be...
I think the front... I'm pretty sure it's the front with those.
So you'd have to have an expert standing by, basically.
Yeah, I'd want to watch him handle it first, but if he did it and he was safe, I'd do it.
What if he did it and then he was bit and he died?
Then I would not pick that
yeah.
centipede up.
He would get a large like object, like a broom or something, smash the centipede to death and then like scoop it up and throw it away.
Yep.
Dude, I can't even see it. I can't even, like, even knowing that that's nowhere near me right now.
It's on the planet, though.
Yeah. Just the fact that it exists at all makes me uncomfortable.
And by a remote happenstance, it could end up in your life.
Yeah. I mean, like, who knows? Maybe my neighbor's got one as a pet.
Yeah, they went to South America for a fucking trip and brought back a bag, and it crawled out when they got back home. And came over here.
Yeah, and maybe it's working its way over here right now.
Dude, making babies under your house.
Yeah, who fucking knows?
It's kind of fucked up when you think about it. It's kind of like all the fucked up shit that exists in the world. Like, all these animals that you're like, this animal will kill you and do this. Like, the black mamba or whatever insect it is. Like, they're all out there right now just existing.
Yeah.
And any moment it could just be like, some weirdo's like, you know what, I'm going to import the centipede. Gets loose, crawls inside, she is fucking fast asleep or taking a shit or something. And just goes for his fucking nuts or something. It's like, oh, there you go.
I always put my shoes on.
I'll be sleeping with the lights on tonight.
I always put my shoes on super violently because my mom told me a story about somebody that had a brown recluse in their shoe that she knew that died from it. And so but you never know. Like, in the night, while you're asleep, if your shoes are out, you don't know what's living in there. You don't know what crawled in there, came under your door frame at night, and fucking That's made true. A little nest up in your shoe. I can't, dude. I can't do it. I don't want to live. That's why I say we need to get rid of these fucking things. Like, stop. Let's preserve. It's obvious that the insect race is generally hostile towards us. And we need to step up this war.
I think that they said that if all of the bugs disappeared, then the biomass of what would be left behind would just consume everything.
Did I actually look this up.
We'd just be buried in, like, refuge.
What weighs more, all people or all the bugs? So in 2012, scientists estimated the global human biomass, in other words, how much we all weigh, at 287 million metric tons. 5 years later, a different group of scientists set out to estimate how much of the world's spiders were eating. They came up with a horrifying, if somewhat inexact, estimate of 400 million to 800 million metric tons worth of prey each year. In other words, just the subset of bugs eaten by a spider last year probably outweighs all the humans on Earth.
So the spiders alone eat us in weight every year.
They
and
eat
then
more
some.
Than us.
Yeah.
And that's just what spiders
saying.
Eat.
If they turn against us, we're gone in a year. They just eat us all.
Yeah.
Eat us all with ease.
See, the ecosystem is really dependent on them, though. There's a lot of animals, bigger animals and shit, mammals that feed on them, birds.
Yeah.
So what do we do? Shit. How do we prosecute this war without speaking to them?
I don't know.
I'm going to start working on the pheromone. My new life's goal is the pheromone.
Don't do it, dude. Just leave well enough alone.
No.
Let's take Paul out, dude.
You know what? I'm standing up for humanity here because that statistic should be sobering to every man and woman within
earshot.
Your
hubris will kill us all.
I know you recently bought a fucking huge broadsword. Just go, you gotta take Paul out, dude.
Well, you better do it because my life's purpose is before me. I will speak to these things. I will speak to them.
You better not.
Paul, this, you know, dude, you're fucking...
Please don't do it,
you're
Paul.
You're mortgaging our fucking future right now, Paul. You're fucking selling us up the river,
we have
dude.
No choice. They could eat us right now, Scotty.
They could eat us, Paul, but right
they
now,
come
they're
right
not
now.
Aware.
Like that.
They're not aware, Paul.
No problem.
When we leave to
no
go
problem.
Home tonight,
Paul
Scotty,
is fucking creating an insect Skynet, dude. Fuck this shit.
I'm going to talk to them, and we're going to...
Oh my, we're so fucked,
we're going to combine our species together, fold ourselves into their hive structure. Yes, become one with the insect world. That is our future.
I don't like it.
Someday, dude, TJ, you will have millions
of
eggs.
I'm against it. I am fucking
dude,
against it.
The first message Paul's going to send is like, launch the nukes, launch the nukes.
Yep.
They don't have nukes.
No.
Eat the stupids. That's my first message to them. Eat the stupids. They'll get it. They'll know what I mean.
Kill the dumbs,
yep.
dude.
Kill the dumbs.
Eat the stupids.
Did you like that? Did that give you a funny little feeling in your tummy? Well, if it did, you might want to check out the whole episode by becoming a patron down below.